As we talked going into the game, you know, we talked about the keys of the game. Obviously, first one being you can't turn the football over. You know, Kansas City has an unbelievable home record when they win the turnover battle, and they won it by 3 today. So credit to them, and they ran the football exceptionally well. You got to be able to stop the run. You got to be able to run the football. So it was another one for Kansas City. They made a couple plays on special teams right there in the clutch, big kickoff return to give them field position. And, you know, now we go back. Obviously, tough loss. Had our opportunities during the game. Credit to Kansas City for fighting like they did and finding a way to win. Obviously disappointed. But now we go back, you know, get ready for the next game. I really don't know. I really don't know how he is. He was numb on his right side. I had a little feeling in the toes. That was it. Didn't feel anything in the fingers, so keeping our fingers crossed on no more here in a little bit.
Mike, with the color, was he just pressing a little bit too much today?
Well, you know, it's just we did some good things, but what you got to do is you got to score in that red zone, and we were down there a few times, and we're 1-for-4, and you know, can't win on the road having those turnovers and not scoring in the red zone. That's hard to win a game.
A little more concerned about your defense after this
one? Yeah, we had, you know, give up the big run quick, and then looked like we got back on track, and then at the end had a couple big runs, and so again back to the drawing board. And Larry Johnson's a fine back, broke a couple tackles in there, and if you you might have the right gap, but if you don't make the play on Johnson, he's going to make some big plays, which he did today. Great day running. I don't know. I surely don't have the answer. I surely don't. You know, it's, you know, just I thought we were ready for the game, and obviously we weren't. Well, he missed Wednesday, Thursday practice, half. I just didn't feel good after 9-on-7. If he went down early, you know, with the way they run the football, I thought we'd get a little tired with 7 guys. So I went with the other guy, and obviously Shaw was out at the beginning of the week.
How much did that affect you? Obviously, it probably affected your defense today.
No, I mean, that's part of the game. You got to, you know, guys got to step in and get the job done, and 2 guys go down, 2 guys got to step up, and as a unit, just didn't quite get it done.
Before this game, the Chiefs are getting, you know, a lot of people were bashing them, but can you talk about the difference? You were having a veteran quarterback like that, how it helps the entire team?
Well, you know, he got the job done, you know, and that's the key. He managed the game very well, and they made the plays when they had to make them. You know, good job during that touchdown pass to Gonzalez. It was an excellent throw versus man-to-man coverage. Threw it up, put it in the right spot. It was a big play at the right time. You know, they didn't give up many plays, and we, you know, and they ran the ball exceptionally well, controlled the clock. We had our opportunities. We just didn't get it done on offense. Defensively, I thought we stopped them after that first drive. We kept them out of the end zone, and eventually they made the big play.
Did they do anything defensively to kind of frustrate your offense?
No, they just play good, solid defense. Gunther will always switch it up a little bit week by week, but, you know, they out-executed us. No, I've been, you know, going against him over 20 years and pretty consistent. He's going to switch it up and keep you guessing and made some plays.
Let's go with Jack Williams.
Pardon me?
Jack Williams.
Yeah, we just took a look at him this week. Carl wasn't making some of the plays versus bump coverage, and we're going to give Jack an opportunity to show us what he could do. And for the most part, I thought he played fairly well.
Thank you.